A woman was feeling kind of sad and depressed one dark day. And as usual, she goes, I go shopping. She went to a bookstore, picked up a few books, and was rushing to get home and saw a book there. So she picked it up and it said, How to Live with Disappointment. She paid for it, did what she had to do. And then in the evening, was going through the books and opened the one, How to Live with Disappointment. And all the pages were blank. Let it sink in. Because we are funny people. We sometimes want an excuse for not living well, instead of looking for a reason to live well and to live happily. And there are many ways which we can avoid living. Pain is one of them. I have been hurt. Pain is the chain that wants to bind us to the past, make us see nothing but the past and the reason and the way we have been hurt. Beethoven couldn't hear most of his music at the end of his life. Helen Keller couldn't hear or see, but helped people to hear and see. The father of our country, George Washington, never had any children. The Wright brothers, who taught us to fly, were never married. There are people who see reasons not to choose. And the world gives us a subtle seduction and says, follow your dreams and your passions. It seems nice, and it seems like such a beautiful saying, but it's incomplete. Follow your dreams and your passion. Society promises us happiness by doing and accomplishing. God says happiness is found by becoming, not by doing, by you becoming good. And he phrases it in this way, what if you gain the whole world, accomplish all your dreams and follow all your passions, and you lose your soul, what can you give in exchange for yourself? Jesus doesn't say follow your dreams. Jesus says you are the dream. And no matter what happens in your life, that doesn't determine your happiness or your reality. Because people have followed their dreams and passions and become a nightmare to themselves and to others. The world cannot frustrate your happiness. Only you can. But people say, but we're a pain in the neck to each other. We are. But we make each other human. And so the entire Bible is boiled down to two great commandments. Love God and love your neighbor. Because we make ourselves human. And of course, forgiveness is the way. Forgiveness is the ability to be free from the past and look at all the opportunities that present itself. Resentment and hatred is so silly. It's like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. And think about that one. Because instead of looking at what you can do and what you can become, we cry over spilled milk and don't realize there's a couple of cows in the pasture. Go get some more. Don't take poison into your life. Don't cry over the past. Look at the possibilities that are in front of you. You are the dream. Become a better person than you ever thought you could be because of the grace that God can give with you. And to you, you are not alone in this journey. Do not look at people as obstacles, but as brothers or sisters that are the ladder to your success, to you becoming more compassionate, more forgiving, more loving. We used to have a phrase, and jokingly people said, I'm ready to help anyone that comes into my life as long as it doesn't cost me any effort. We do cost each other effort. But you, by believing in God, by praying and seeking wisdom, will be able to look at all those people and say, this is my way to heaven. This is the way that I can become the dream that I want to become. Let the passion not simply be focused on your accomplishments, but on you fulfilling the call to be a child of God, one who realizes they have been forgiven more by God than they can forgive anyone else. And that compassion can be turned into a fail-safe method for happiness, because nothing can destroy your dream except your choices. Choose well, so that at the end of the day, you will open the book and be happy with the person you have become. Slava Iisusu Hristu.